More news stories now, including concerns for suicidal patients and a cache of weapons found. But first, a breach of food safety in the city.
Dial 999 for an ambulance in parts of Norwich next month, and fire engine may turn up. A pilot scheme aimed at saving more lives is about to launch at a handful of fire stations across the county, with Suffolk to follow soon after. It will see firefighters sent to treat patients in cardiac arrests who are unconscious and not breathing. The move comes as the Under Pressure East of England Ambulance Service, NHS Trust, battles to improve poor response times and get help to people faster, especially in rural areas such as North Norfolk. The six-month trial will start in the middle of June at three fire stations in Norwich, as well as ones in Great Yarmouth, Galston, King's Lynn, Sheringham and North Walsham. An ambulance service trust spokesman stressed that the fire service would only be asked to attend cardiac arrest incidents and that an ambulance would always be sent as well.
The region's bid to become dementia-friendly continues with a new cafe. In 2015, there were 7,972 people living in Norfolk with the condition, and it's estimated that that will rise to 18,918 people in the year 2025. An initiative to create free, relaxed spaces for people to seek support and share experiences has been launched, Dementia Cafes. And now the Sproston Community Dementia Cafe has opened its doors. A large group of people attended the first drop-in meeting.
A former government minister has asked to meet senior health managers after two of his constituents reportedly tried to kill themselves shortly after being discharged from the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. Norman Lamb, who was Minister for Mental Health from 2010 to 2015, wants to discuss care pathways in place for patients at acute hospitals who have attempted suicide. It came after he was told of two residents in his North Norfolk constituency who reportedly attempted suicide twice, either side of being treated at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for their injuries from the first attempt. While those incidents have not been confirmed, they have prompted Mr. Lamb to raise questions of how suicide patients are assessed before discharge and subsequently followed up by community clinicians.
Customers returned to the high street in their droves as warmer April weather delivered a boost to retailers, new figures show. Retail sales increased nationally by 1.3% compared with March, which revised figures showed had not been as bad as originally feared. While sales were 4.3% higher than April 2015. In the east of England, footfall was up by 3.5% month on month, while in Norwich, the figure rose by 21% from March. Stefan Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Business Improvement District, said, "In the year to date, we have seen a rise of 0.5% compared to last year, whereas both the East and the UK generally have had drops of 2-3%. That shows how well we're doing and demonstrates the strength and resilience of the Norwich City offer." Mr. Gurney said that despite extensive roadworks throughout the city centre, which led to complaints from some shops and traders, the city had proven its value.
A mixture of shotguns, handguns and long-barrelled firearms are among the 120 or so weapons seized from a bungalow in Brundle following 4 days of searching by forensic officers. Forensic teams have been conducting searches of the address in Holmesdale Road. Detective Chief Inspector Andy Collar from Norfolk Constabulary said, "The investigation is still in its early stages and there are a number of lines of inquiry for us to pursue. The firearms we have seized will have to be assessed and classified and this process will take some time." Detective Chief Inspector Collar admitted it was highly unusual to discover that number of firearms, but sought to reassure the public that they are not at risk and there was no firearms incident, threat or harm that prompted the investigation. He said that they had been at the address for an unrelated policing matter, although could not go into details.
Tributes have been paid to the founder of a DIY store, which became one of the most renowned home improvement names in the region. Bill Godfrey, who opened the first Godfrey's DIY store in Norwich more than 30 years ago, has been described as a unique and gifted entrepreneur and a true gentleman. He has died, aged 92, following a short illness. The father of three, who lived with his wife Sheila in Galston, opened the first Godfrey's DIY store in 1983. It went on to become a household name throughout the region, with stores in Galston, Lowestoft, Diss, Fakenham, Ipswich and Southend, as well as Norwich. Tributes to Mr. Godfrey, who's also a grandfather, have today been led by his son Barry, aged 50, who worked with his father in the family business, which finally closed in 2013 following the recession. He described his father as a self-made man, a unique and gifted entrepreneur, and above all, a true gentleman.
A Norwich steakhouse has been ordered to pay more than £19,500 in fines and costs for food safety and hygiene offences, which the owner said had come about because the business had opened too soon. House of Tiago in Tombland was visited by environmental health officers 2 weeks after it opened, and Yvonne Blake, prosecuting on behalf of Norwich City Council, said they found the premises cluttered and dirty. Miss Blake told Norwich magistrates that the wall tiles in the kitchen were dirty, a fire exit was blocked by a cabinet, and the wash basin in the kitchen had been disconnected and there was no soap or means of drying hands. She said the extraction system was covered in dust and light fittings were dirty. She said one food handler had dirt under his fingernails and there was also no documented food safety management system in place. Tim Carey for Goulet said the breaches concerned just one day and matters had since been put right.
Norwich Market is the bustling centre of the city, and once again its stallholders celebrated its diversity. As part of the Love Your Local Market initiative, there was a range of entertainment. Shoppers battled brain freeze to win an ice cream eating competition, listened to music, and saw the poet in residence putting pen to paper. Barney Holmes, a local musician who has performed alongside Ed Sheeran and appeared on hit talent shows The Voice and X Factor, entertained the crowds. All of the money raised from the stalls will be given to charities of the stallholder's choice. There was also a dressing-up competition in the vintage section of the market, where fashion fans rummaged through second-hand clothing to create a stylish outfit. And another event taking people back in time was a history trail. And now to our feature, written by Derek James, recalling the fabulous fledglings, who were quite a team. Here's Sarah to tell us more.